Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Just checking the We Energy's power outage map. They've basically cut the outages in half in the last couple of hours, down to about 5,100 customers who are currently out of service following that line of severe storms that ripped through southeast Wisconsin overnight. We bring in Storm Team 4 meteorologist Brendan Johnson live with us this morning. Were you up super late, Brendan? Because Nisnansky was on TV, Tyler Moore was on TV, and Kristen Kershane all doing their thing, but you had to be ready to go this morning.
Yeah, you know, you get into the aftermath mode. So, you know, there was a part of me that wanted to be up, but
yeah, right.
You know,
that's your Super Bowl, man.
Exactly. But to hit the ground running this morning, had to turn everything off and, you know, try to get some sleep before coming in this morning. But no, Niz, Kristen, Tyler covering this thing from beginning to end. And we're with everybody throughout the course of the evening because, boy, were those storms were loud and they packed a punch for some.
What are we waking up to this morning?
Yeah, so this morning, some sporadic wind damage across southeastern Wisconsin. We had some tree damage in and around Waukesha, northern Dodge County we've heard of as well. And like you mentioned, the We Energy's power outages, there's been some big improvement there. But all indications are a lot of the hardest hit areas farther to the west. So across the capital region, in and around Madison, a lot of tree damage there. And as a matter of fact, MG&E, which is the electric provider there in Madison, at one point had more than 42,000 customers without power. That was 250 separate outage incidents, one of the largest they've ever had in their history. As of right now, just under 18,000 customers in and around Madison without power. So a lot of that wind over in Dane County. We actually had a 74-mile-per-hour wind gust recorded in Belleville in Dane County as those storms came on through. Some 60-mile-an-hour gusts in portions of other portions of Dane County as well as Dodge County. So a lot more of the damage across southwestern and south central Wisconsin.
And that's kind of what you were expecting, right, Brendan? Largely straight line winds as opposed to tornadoes when these storms got to us here in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the Storm Prediction Center and, you know, our forecast really were focusing that higher severe threat for western, southwestern Wisconsin, and then it progressively got less as it, you know, the line gets to Milwaukee. And that is pretty much the name of the game. That is what usually happens for us. Storms lose their steam as they move farther to the east, and we did have a lot of cloud cover in Milwaukee throughout the day yesterday, so there wasn't as much energy for those storms to tap into by the time they got to us. But the severe weather really maximized out to the west and gradually started to lose steam as it moved farther to the east. One thing I will say, numerous tornado warnings because of those little notches in the line. That's what Kristen and Niz were really following last night.
Man, you talked about the maximum effort that it was providing out west. Boy, Greenfield, Iowa, which is southwest of Des Moines, just decimated this morning.
Yeah, lots of tornado damage out that way. They're going to continue to send out crews from the National Weather Service, and we'll get a little bit more information on just how strong those tornadoes were out in Iowa. That was probably, I mean, the hardest hit area from this system. Understanding is our local weather office will more so focus folks in Spring Green, New Glarus in south central Wisconsin. Might send a team out that way to see if there is any confirmed tornado damage.
Yeah, that was going to be my only other question. And we're talking with Brendan Johnson, Storm Team for meteorologist this morning in the aftermath of these storms. There was a confirmed by the National Weather Service tornado touchdown just west of Wausau, I guess. But just those other areas are the only, because if folks were up watching, they noticed warnings in Dodge County, warnings in Fond du Lac County, warnings in Sheboygan County. So no thoughts that a tornado ever actually touched down in those spots?
As of right now, no. However, usually at daybreak, we will get more of a better idea of what the damage looks like. Some more photos will come in, and if the Weather Service decides to go out, we'll learn a little bit more about that later on. But as of right now, no indications we're going to send a crew out that way.
Hey, I know you're super busy and you got to run to do TV. Thanks, Brendan.
Yep, no problem, guys. Take care.
Yeah, so maybe they would go out and investigate any of those spots, but they need to see damage on that. When we pop these tornado warnings, you know, they call them like radar warnings, because they're, what he was talking about was, you know, they're looking at the radar and they're interpreting, well, I see rotation here.
Which would indicate a funnel cloud may be occurring.
Yes. So it's not like when we were kids before they had that technology. It was like you had to have a tornado on the ground.
Right.
Someone had to spot it in order to pop a warning. Now they can do that so that hopefully you're sending people to the basement before a tornado drops down on your house. It is 727 on Wisconsin's Morning News.